मनुष्य कौप धरोव्यश्चा रिव सिंधु व्येवच पतितनां वदेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावरुणाय कृष्ण प्रेमगुणाय जय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गौरक्षविषये नमः One point that Shripad Sagar Maharaj mentioned, which I thought was very pertinent, is when he said that in India, the culture is such that a king will bow to the lotus feet of a beggar, bow to a beggar. So we might ask, but why is it actually that a king will bow to a beggar? We can say that in this mundane world in which we live, that if a person is materially very successful, if he has much facility, and as a result, for instance, many servants, then he's considered to be well situated. But we can say, actually, in our progressive life, in our advancement towards the real goal of life, we could say that if a person has many guardians or protectors, then he is in a good position. This world, the man has much, many people serving his whims, his desires, on the plane of exploitation, then he's well situated. But for ourselves, if we have people, if we have divine guardians, persons who are actually looking always for our own well-being, then what more could we ask for? I remember that Shiva Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he used to talk about the culture, spiritual culture of India, and he used to compare it with the material advancement of the West. And he would say that the West is like a strong person who has the ability to do so much work and run very quick, like a strong person who has the ability to run and do so much work, but who is blind. He has no vision. He would compare India to a person who could see very nicely, but was lame, could not walk. So, actually, then we heard that analogy of how if the if the person, if the vigorous man who could not see would carry the man with vision on his shoulders, so together he would get guidance and at the same time he could move quickly. Of course, on one level, of course, seeing the difference between Western and culture and the spiritual culture of India, we could say that works. But also, that same situation holds for that of the spirit soul himself. Because we've heard on the plane of consciousness, the actual plane of consciousness, which, that the individual jiva, he has no activities in this mundane world. His nature is to be active in the spiritual world, but not on this mundane plane. He doesn't have any real. Of course, he's present. He's present in the heart, and as a result of his presence, the whole body is illuminated with consciousness. And the Lord also is present then within the heart. Sarvasya chaham riti sannivishto mata smritir jnanam apolanam. But this the soul himself, he does not participate in the levels of consciousness when one is found on the absorbed in exploitation or absorbed in renunciation. That is not the activity of the soul. He's there in the form of consciousness, but he has no direct participation. The participation comes actually from above, that descends to the spirit soul. He is given, just like we can, one example is that of a young person, a young person who is not yet legally responsible before the eyes of the law. He's a minor, and although from his father he has a rich inheritance, he is not yet able to administrate that inheritance because of his age, being too young. So he takes the guidance of some counselors, but those counselors usurp his property. That is the mind and the intelligence. They usurp. They say that they are acting. Our mind and our senses, they say that they are acting in our behalf, but actually it is a lie. It is usurpation. We ourselves are not participating in this plane of activity. But we have these bad counselors who say that they're acting in our name, but actually they are not. So the only hope for a person in that situation is when he receives the guidance of a senior or major soul, which is the spiritual master. Divine mercy descends to us in the form of that guidance. And otherwise, although we have the full right to the wealth of our father, until we can get a proper help, we cannot actually see, and we cannot actually act in that way. So we hear in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Aradhoksaje Haituki Yapraviyata Yayatma Suprasidati. We hear there the wisdom of the Bhagavatam, where it says that one should establish or have that position, or rather all his actions should be directed towards the loving service of the Lord. And it is said that on that plane, one's actions should be those of without any kind of his actions should not have any material motivation, should be selfless, and they should be uninterrupted. Yayatma suprasivti, that'll be the real activities of the soul. But we can say that since we are in the position of Bhattaji, or we are in the position of, if we can say, in general, not the speaking of the devotees, but I'm saying the position of the persons of this world is that they are in a lower position, then how they will be able to act in an unselfish, uninterested manner, disinterested manner, and how they can also act without any kind of cessation in their activities, how they can do, how can they do like that when they're coming from this plane of, absorbed in this plane of exploitation, in this plane of renunciation? How can they know these kind of actions? Then we feel that the answer, we've heard one exchange between Sridhar Maharaj and one person in at the Arya Samaj, Rashi. And there, one person said to Sridhar Maharaj, he said, if the unlimited supreme can be known, if the infinite can be known by the infinitesimal, then if the infinitesimal can know the infinite, then he's not infinite. And Sridhar Maharaj replied that if the infinite cannot make himself known to the finite, then he's not infinite. So we see that the infinite Lord can make himself known to the finite soul, but that is done through the agency of the divine guardian. That the mercy can descend to this plane, can descend to us, but it will descend always through a person. The whole spiritual world is always that, a person, a personality. And mercy is accompanied by a person. So we see that this Krishna conscious world, the world of the devotees, had such guidance in the personality of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and he came and gave mercy to so many persons. And we have heard from Sripad Sagar Maharaja the infinite glories of Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridharev Goswami Maharaj. Actually, that if we do not have the help of these messengers of Sri Gaurangadev, then on our basis of our own activities, we cannot just on the basis of our own endeavors hope to be properly situated. Rather, what we'll find is more of what the Bhagavatam describes as dharma svanutitam pumsam vishvaksena katasuyaha notparayad yadiratim shamayivari kevalam. Rather, instead of obtaining some result from our activities, we'll find that it is not enough just to go on with the basis on the basis of sincerity. Sincerity is good, but there's one very heavy saying, and the heavy saying is that even the road to hell is paved with good intentions. This is a very heavy saying. But we are fortunate, all of us, that Brahmanda Brahmite Kong Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadipana Bhakti Lala Beach, that by that infinite mercy of the infinite making himself known to us as finite, comes in the mercy of Sri Guru, and none, no less than the personalities that we have mentioned. The Prabhupada, Srila Guru Maharaj, is that of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj. He is of that same family. And I say family because all of them. They are a family. They are our family. All of us. In the West, we know that in India, many times, especially the older followers of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, they will refer to him as also as Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. And we hear Srila Govinda Maharaj speak affectionately. Sometimes he'll mention Srila Swami Maharaj. Actually, Srila Swami Maharaj, that is Srila Prabhupada, that person that he has known so long his entire life, we can say, that when they were all Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, sharing practically the same house in Calcutta, and preaching, and we feel that we are very fortunate to have contact with this family. And it is that is the view of those who are the followers of this Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mat line. We see this as our transcendental family, and that they are all our great well-wishers. The glories of Srila Govinda Maharaj, really, they are unlimited. I cannot speak of them because I am a small person. What I can say of Srila Govinda Maharaj, he was appreciated by Srila Prabhupada as his dearmost son. Instead, we heard that at Srila Mayapur, and also he is the most dear disciple and follower of Srila Devi. So now, without prolonging this any further, I ask Prabhupada to pronounce that Srila Govinda Maharaj.
This is our preceptorial line. Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Thakur. When appear in the Rupanuga Sampradaya, that time was very dark situation in Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. Actually, real Vaishnavism completely was that time different way running. We cannot guess. Vaishnavism really jaiva dharma, religion of jiva soul. In the name of Mahaprabhu, many imitation sampradaya that time running, and they are spoiling the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But coming in a current form from Rupa Goswami, that current was hidden, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, guru of Srila Prabhupada, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru, both Srila Gaurī Shankar Bhaji Maharaj, when they trying to avarjana mukta kara,
trying to purify
and to do set right,
re-established
the Rupa Goswami Prabhu's teachings. What is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What was that teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That time they have got much badha, obstacles from 13, mainly 13 upper sampradaya. That was Aul Baul Karta Bhaja Nera Garbe Shan, Sahodiya Sputi Veti Shantko Jagosan, many sampradaya, Otibari, Churadhari, Gauranga Nagori, like that, 13 sampradaya, they are showing that they are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But really, teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hidden. And Prabhupada said, Nijo Bhoge Korila Gauranga. With their own satisfactory desire, with mundane, they are trying to mix that religion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and showing this is the religion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we are fortunate that we will not lose the books of Srila Rupa Goswami, books of Sanatana Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Narottam Thakur, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and all the teachings recorded there, and all the scriptures also was protected away with few of the Vaishnavas.
Preserved.
And that teachings, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur given first in this world, in Navadvip Dham. He started from Puri. He was the in charge of Jagannath Temple, administrator. And from there he started the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And every day he is giving some class there, evening class. And many of educated persons coming there and hearing from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And they considered Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Mahaprabhu's pastor. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur have got some instructions from Mahaprabhu. Yeah, he wants to go from here to Vrindavan, but you have much work in Navadvip. Till it is not discovered, my birthplace. It is the hidden, you try to discover it. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after retirement, he went to Navadvip, and when he had seen the necessary to bring the documents from the London British
Museum
Library and also other the government record, then he take again service under the government as deputy magistrate. And stayed in Krishnanagar Navadvip there, government office, and he took charge. And he served the government and trying to serve Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. And that time he bought from the London many records of Navadvip Tham. In the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, higher Ganges was, higher was the Ankardip, Shivantardip, Gadrundip. All the records he got from British Museum Library. And also in Krishnanagar, he searched 400-500 years ago the records, and he discovered the Mahaprabhu's birthplace. Now you know as Sri Mayapur, Sri Dham Mayapur, and is at present Sri Jogopit Temple, Sri Chaitanya Math, and ISKCON Temple, Sri Swami Maharaj Prabhupada established that. And this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur tried as possible for him, and he gave charge to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur for unification of the Sampradaya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, preaching charge all over the world given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. And Saraswati Goswami, from his childhood, was very brave and great Vaishnava. Everybody respecting all the Mahapurush that time, so-called Mahapurush and Mahapurush, they all respecting him as a great Pandit and strict Vaishnava. Anyhow, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur given charge of Sri Mayapur and preaching, then Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he was great Pandit also and great Jyotishi, astrologer. He had got the title Siddhanta Saraswati in Benares. There he defeated the super Jyotish astrologer of Benares within half an hour. And heavily defeated to him. You know that story, Maharaj? He is past tool in the...
Yes. In the meeting.
In the meeting. Very strong.
That man was so defeated.
Yes. Anyhow, after that, when he tried with his full energy, and all the Apo-sampradaya,
deviated.
No, Apo-sampradaya. Apo means all the imitation sampradaya. They were very upright. And they tried to kill the Saraswati. In many ways they tried. Many wrong things against Saraswati Thakur they given. Even one case is very nice story on that. Jackfruit, he stolen jackfruit from somebody's garden. This type of case also given against Saraswati Thakur. And Saraswati Thakur was very renounced. That time he is taking 1 crore Krishna Nam Mahamantra, 1 crore in 1 month. Every day 3 lakhs and more he is taking Hari Nam.
One crore, ten million.
In 1 month. This way he is very renounced and taking food, not using hand by mouth. This is the scripture which way given instruction, he is following very strictly that all. Anyhow, he was very surprised a jackfruit is stolen. This case when come, he went there one to his friend and told, this is case coming my against, what shall I do now? And that man was very strong and big jomidar, landlord, big landlord, very rich man. And he called the police officer to his house. And he told the police officer, I want to do one diary. I want to give one diary, write it. And
police officer,
very fearful to see his position was like that.
Sorry, you mean the charge?
In charge of the thana, police station. And he came, and that means told him, please write one diary, I will give you. And he said, yes sir, tell me what is difficulty. Oh, I have one pawn in my courtyard, and it is stolen last night. Someone stolen that pawn. And that man surprised. Pawn which was stolen. right. And that man said, I cannot understand what you are saying. I not understand. Pawn you know. In my courtyard there was one nice pawn. Yesterday night it is stolen by someone. You surprised that pawn. Then that man was very surprised and afraid that something happened wrong in our police station. You cannot understand. Then he said, sir, what you want to say? I cannot understand. Which a pawn will steal someone? If cannot steal pawn, which a Saraswati Thakur stolen the jackfruit? And you wrote that diary in your book. Shame. You cannot understand who is Saraswati Thakur. He stole one jackfruit from his garden and he wrote that diary. Now why you not write my diary? Then he apologized, sir, I have done wrong. Many cases against Saraswati Thakur they given. Even jackfruit still case. But they cannot defeat Saraswati Thakur anyway. And they tried to kill him in the Navadvip. When Dhamparikrama he started, there are also many big stones there throwing. Many things happened in his life. Lastly, they all defeated and Saraswati Thakur established the pure Vaishnavism. What is pure Vaishnavism? And Rupanuga Sampradaya, wealth and Mahaprabhu's teaching, all the scriptures he published and distributed all over India that time, and 64 mott he established. Mott means preaching center all over India. Then he tried to preach to the West, and he sent some two sannyasi and one brahmachari to the London first. That is that time London was very wealthy and there are also big scholars living in the London, and he wants to organize there that Krishna. It is only possible by the mercy of Guru. They can make it. Maybe a crow, but they can make the crow as Guru. And what is required for the service by the mercy of Guru Vaishnava, you will get it. And I have no good quality, only the two I told you, but now I have many good quality. That is tolerant, that is humility, and giving honor to others, and many things, good quality. It is by the mercy of Guru Gauranga. And for the service to Guru Gauranga, it will reveal to everybody's heart. I believe. And that is, I am always trying to make my friends humble, tolerant, and give honor to others, you will get everything. Knowledge will come to you, Krishna will come to you, not necessary to search Krishna, go to his house. Krishna living everywhere, and he will reveal in your heart. It is not dead matter, you can see everything. If you give chance to reveal, with Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means Krishna himself. And it will reveal in your heart. You give some space and chance. And you see their hands, which way they are dancing over. It does not then matter. Yeah, I give some diksha to you, it go to your home and from their help. It is not like that. You, when you have got something and you follow the instruction, and you will see their play in your heart. And it is very hard to tell, and it is not to tell to others, no doubt. But I am telling that is glories of Guru Maharaj, glories of Surasami Maharaj, glories of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. They have got some space. Then they give a chance to me something. And this way, I am proceeding in the line of Krishna consciousness. And what obstacle was in my life, surprising way that's going out, everything. And every day I am surprised to see many things. And I am very hopeful who will be connected with this line of my Guru Maharaj. He must be benefited, but necessary to give some space in your heart. I only can give seed, but other work, other job, it is your duty. You try to plant it nicely, give some fertilizer, and it will dribble in your heart, and you will see that result. I shall eat the food, and your belly will be full. It is not true. When you will take, your belly will be full, you will get satisfaction. And your hunger will go out. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are descriptions. Bhakti paresham bhavo virakti ranna prachesha priko ekaka. Prabhadya manasya jathas nasasthu kusti pusti kudo payam ghasa. When the bhakti reveals in your heart, then the three qualities must come to you. What is? Pareshanubha, anatta virakti, and increase the devotion. The devotion will increase, and feelings of presence of Krishna, you will feel it, and material world attachment, attraction will go out from you. These three results you will see. And when somebody eating, that example given this Prabhupada, Tushti, he is getting satisfaction when eating some food. Pushti, he is getting some strength. And his hunger going.
Disappear.
Then three you will get. And Guru Maharaj is always telling, we heard from Guru Maharaj, it is not dead matter. And question is life and death. You must be careful. This life you have got in your hand. And you use it properly. That's necessary. And as much as possible, we are not all qualified, no doubt. We are unqualified. But unqualified can get qualification through their faith, through their devotion. They will increase. That the devotion will increase their heart, and feelings of Krishna must appear. Here is no question. If not will come, then you try to rectify yourself. Why it is not coming to me? And seeds of Krishna consciousness we have got. And we are fortunate, no doubt. If not, will destroy anybody without offense to the devotee. only can destroy the seeds of Krishna consciousness if we do offense to the devotee. And other anything cannot destroy the seeds of Krishna devotion. Devotion to Krishna. This is stated in the scripture. Then we have no fear. Only we shall try to plant properly, give God some and also give fertilizer there. Shravan, Kirtan, Sharan, Mandar, this is all fertilizer. Shravan, Kirtan, Kirtan, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Darshan, Shukkumar, Punivetanam, this is all fertilizer. Why these are not coming? I am sad for that. What shall I tell to you? This morning also I told you, no? Why you are not getting proper result? And I am feeling I am guilty. Yeah. I am unqualified. Otherwise, why it's not coming out to you? But I have seen it is coming out, but I need more good result. Not only I cannot be satisfied with this only tiny result. We have seen which one bad boy have got position as a good boy. That's in my life I have seen. I cannot say when Guru Maharaj's living time, Guru Maharaj was in this planet before 2.5 years before he gave me his chair. If I say I am very unqualified, then my guru will be accused. I cannot say I am very unqualified. Which way I shall say? He gave his chair to me before 2.5 years before the talking. And he never took any disciple after that. And he make my disciple. Then if I say I am unqualified, it is accused to my guru. And if that qualification I have not, I must try to collect that qualification. That is, Guru giving his chair, and I must be qualified with that. This is my intention. I am trying that way. And what obstacle in my life, that's going out. I am seeing it. And many things, I cannot explain everything to you. But obstacle, you know what is obstacle. काम क्रोध लोभ मद महामत्सर्य त्याग प्रयास प्रज्वल निमाग्रह दिस ऑल ऑब्स्टेकल्स एंड इट इज वेरी नाइसली गोइंग आउट एंड आई एम लुकिंग एंड गुड बाय आई एम वन बाय वन व्हेन दे आर गोइंग आई एम गोइंग इन देयर डूइंग दैट विद अ गुड बाय. And I have not hidden anything. You can question me anything, but not hidden anything. But what my feelings I cannot show to you. That is difficulty. That is, you must make your heart as radiogram, then sound will come there. Otherwise, all the instrument of electronics instrument may can stay one together, but necessary to adjust properly. And then sound will come there. And I am very hopeful, especially in the Western world. I am seeing here everything is present, only not harmony. They are necessary to make harmony. And everybody's heart here is very enlightened by Krishna consciousness. I am getting through that too much inspiration when I am seeing 5 years, 7 years, 8 years, and 10 years old boy and girl, they are taking Krishna consciousness. And they are very enthusiastic and brave. Big Shikha. In London, two boys, one was maybe 8 years old and one 9 years old. Other were twins, there?
Twin boys.
And very big head. And big boy.
Yeah, good
and when they took initiation. Their father and mother told me, Maharaj, they are very much eager to take initiation if you give them. Then I questioned some the boys, what you will do, and they gave very satisfactory answer. And I told when you will go to your school, then there are some boys will tease you. Anyway, you will be disturbed. Now you wait some. I made some question. And they gave nice answer and give me Arinambicha. And after 1 year or 2 years maybe, is it? Maybe 2 years. And they came few months ago. And I asked his father and mother, very nice father and mother also. I was surprised to see their devotion. Anyhow, and I asked the girl, and they are going very brave to school and very well dressed and big shikha. They are shikha, the triple shikha, size of me. And they are very proud. And teacher said, why you kept it? It is my guru's instruction. It is my guru's, it is my religion.
Actually, Maharaj, the teacher said, you must cut it off. I said, sorry, we cannot. It is my guru's instruction. The teacher said, okay, then leave it. Teacher could not stand.
Yeah, now I have Maharaj's guy.